What, you as an ass man, what made you come to that conclusion that you are an ass man?
Pictures of ass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most sweet podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
I was wondering if you're going to say sticky for some odd reason, because it's just like...
It is very sticky out here.
Goddamn rain. It's going to rain, then you're going to get like 80 degrees, and then just like 1,000% humidity.
I guess I was in the most insulated house last night, because I had zero idea it was raining until somebody opened up a door, and it was like...
Yeah, it was actually raining pretty heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was very thunderous.
Yeah.
Actually, I rarely get startled from thunder just because, you know, where I've lived all my life, you know, I hear a lot of thunder. But last night,
I'm
twice.
A real man. Oh, really?
Twice. I was like, fuck!
Yeah, there was some powerful ones. I got home just as it started, so I just had the lightning but no rain.
Mm-hmm.
I was out right in the middle of everything.
Were you storm watching? Chasing?
I was driven over to somebody's house, and they were all going to play. They had like their own. The guy's name's Pojo, because we have too many Alexes in our group.
Oh,
I see.
You answered my question there.
And so they wanted to do a Hearthstone tournament at Pojo's Dojo 2. That's what he calls his house.
I see.
Dojo.
All right.
It's funny because it rhymes. Pojo's Dojo. I think it's clever. But anyways, I don't play Hearthstone, so I was just playing Smash Brothers by myself, and I was like, well, this isn't fun. So I downloaded Hearthstone. Obviously, I didn't get to play with them because they, like, spend money on the game.
Yeah.
That sucks when you play with people that spend money. There's no chance.
I want to learn the game to see if I want to spend even a little bit on it, because I have no problem. If it's like, I spend money on Yu-Gi-Oh! Mm-hmm. If I can spend money to get... What they do is they have three decks. If I can spend money and have three okay decks, something that I can play with, and spend maybe $40, I'd be fine. That's not a big commitment.
What do you think of it?
So far the game's really interesting. I don't know how deck construction works. I'm just learning how the mechanics of the game work, and the mechanics are very fun. I don't know quite all the ins and outs. I just made it through the 6 tutorial missions.
Oh, okay.
The ones that are just like, well, his power went out last night, and I can't play. I'm not going to play without a Wi-Fi connection.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't use that much data, thank goodness.
Oh, no?
No.
Because me and my family, we all share data, and that's like the biggest sin to my dad is like when I use too much data.
Oh, yeah. Navador.
Yeah.
Going to hell.
He's like, so, it's not fun. My father, Hearthstone's pretty fun. Father doesn't play reindeer games.
He doesn't fuck around with data.
So I got a couple things to mention. First of all, I've been trying to mention this like every week for like the past month and I keep forgetting it.
You're pregnant.
We have passed our 4th birthday.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah?
And we didn't do anything about it.
Alright.
I'm pretty sure it was on the episode that Skylar was on.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, so.
Ah, oh, well.
That was fun. Also.
Who?
Your replacement.
Skylar? Oh. Landler?
Yeah.
Landler? I forgot about that.
Also, the last couple episodes have been echoey.
Really?
I don't know why the fuck it's just deciding to do it.
We need egg cartons all over this room.
So, no, it's not that, man.
I have three egg cartons.
It's not like an echo. It's like a hardware echo.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
It's not that kind of echo.
Oh. Oh, that's dumb.
I hope we change computers soon.
Yeah. So, I took off the mic gain on these mics.
All right.
The automatic mic gain. I already took it off on Tam's mic. So maybe that'll help. You know what I think it is, though? You know how the echo always was a problem when Windows was trying to update?
Yeah.
I think the fucking Windows 10 notification might be through Windows
that
Update.
That is, it is through Windows
Update.
Yeah,
and I can't fucking
You
get
can't
rid
turn
of it.
It off, yeah.
No, yeah, you can't fucking turn it off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, how shitty is that?
Every time I turn on my computer, it's like, hey, bro, your upgrade's ready. I'm like, I don't want you yet. Yeah. Not yet. I'm not ready for you.
Or it's just Andy's ego. That's what's doing it. His ego is our fourth guest member. He's trying to butt in his
Don't worry
opinion.
About that. Camilla just crushes that. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's no ego there. All right. It's okay.
Just making sure.
So I'm hoping the mic gain helps. Looking at our levels, we look like we're barely making a blip. So I boosted us up in Audition. So we'll just call this episode an experiment.
Three hit experiment podcast.
Which is funny because in what four episodes after this, we'll be experimenting with something else. So
three love tap combo.
three dudes just making out at the same time. That's what we're experimenting with.
Combo. Just...
Also, I have something that. I want to get off my chest.
Your shirt? Just like, damn, you did that way faster than I could have.
Tam took off his shirt fast.
Yeah, damn, are those... Can you flex those? Like separately? Like?
No, I can't dance.
Damn.
You want to touch?
No.
It's actually...
Like...
That's nice.
Pretty solid, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't look it, but like, I have no fat. I'm just... Oh, it's all muscle.
Every time you take your shirt off, do ladies just drop?
You ready?
Damn, that is some definition.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, now I know to attack you on a surprise, not straightforward.
And from one particular angle, which I won't share.
So, we actually talked about this on the podcast a while ago, and I don't feel like I'm being true to myself.
Oh, no.
I feel like I've been living a lie.
This is going to be something.
I had to admit this to my close friends first, and then I decided since my podcast has basically been my life journal since I was 19, that I'd admit
Jesus it. Christ, we've been doing this for fucking ever.
Yeah, I know. I'd admit it here, too, in front of all of you.
It's going to be fun. This is good. You're such a troll.
I have found out that I am indeed an ass man.
You're an ass man?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's my news.
You've just come to the conclusion
come to the conclusion.
You are an ass man.
You asked me that a few weeks ago, and I said, no, probably not.
Has it just been like sitting
back
there?
It's been sitting in the back of my mind. And
just stewing. Just,
yeah.
Am I? What solidified you as an ass man? What made you come to that conclusion that you are an ass man?
Pictures of asses.
That's just it. There wasn't like a glorious one that walked by and you're like, that's the one. That's the ass.
Pictures of asses.
Did you just Google pictures of asses?
No, I usually run across them on Imgur.
Yeah, Imgur's great for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on, I was going to Google just like Google the print like pictures of asses. Not just the word ass. Pictures of asses.
Wow.
Oh. All right, well, cool.
And I've also done something that I've been meaning to do for about 2 years.
Get physical.
I got a new phone.
You've been hiding it from us?
Is this that Moto X?
I got it
X?
Yesterday. So,
is that the X?
So, yes.
It's a Droid Turbo.
Why would I ever see this before, Matt?
All right, now what you going to do with that? Keep it in your pocket. Nice and protected.
Are you going to get Fallout
one
Shelter?
Phone in my life. Fallout Shelter, yeah, when it comes out.
Oh yeah, August 13th.
Yeah, it's coming out August 13th.
You wanna play real quick, Andy?
I got the 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat it, so I deleted it. There's no like end game afterwards.
Oh, I'm sure. Have you done with all three vaults?
No.
What a fake fan.
It took me like a month and a half for 200.
You probably never even played Fallout. What a fake gamer.
I played
you
two
gamer
three.
Girl. God.
I've played two.
You're just a
Vegas.
Slut with a controller, aren't you?
Yeah.
If anybody can't tell, I'm being completely sarcastic.
He's
anybody
not being sarcastic.
Matt.
How does
I'll
this
make you go to your room?
How does this ass make you feel?
Good.
Good.
I don't know. I almost feel intimidated by that ass.
I feel like
so
yeah,
I
that
need
ass,
an ass
would break something.
I need an ass that complements my dick. You know,
it's gotta fit around.
Like it's like with tits, unless you're into some cool stuff. Like it doesn't have to like you know, size match. But with an ass, I feel like...
With the ass, it just has to be fucking microscopic.
It's got to be I need the smallest ass possible. Have you ever seen, like, an A cup? Yeah, I need less than that, but on your butt.
I basically want it flat back there.
I need Nicki Minaj before the operations. That's what I need.
Dude, she had a big ass before then.
Also, if you Google intimidating ass, you don't really find a lot of
okay.
You get a picture of Bigfoot's, or Sasquatch's ass.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that's that intimidating, but...
That's pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
Sasquatch's ass, huh?
What if it's like a gif of like an overly aggressive twerker? Like just bouncing towards the camera. Or like chasing down a dog.
It's gonna break!
I just remembered, I do have a story about me getting increasingly angry at the Verizon store.
Oh, alright. Because that... It's impossible to go into a cell phone store and not get pissed off.
Most angry I've ever been at any store.
Really?
Easily.
Oh, is this what spawned your complaint?
Yeah.
Dude, I have a cell phone store story after this one.
I wrote a letter and sent it to the Verizon headquarters.
Like, handwritten? Handwritten?
Fuck yeah.
Handwritten? All right, yeah. That'll get him.
This fucking guy. Okay, so I go into the Verizon store, and even though the phone has my name on it, even though I pay my own phone bill, I'm still under a family plan.
Oh, God.
So one of my parents has to go in there and sign the contract. So I can't just fucking go. I have to drag someone with me.
Did you wear a propeller hat and I'll drag Molly Pop?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, so, fuckers!
So,
hey, fuckers.
So I dragged my mother along with me. We get in there, and the lady's like, she goes to sign us in on this fucking stupid-ass tablet she has. And she's like typing away on there. And she's like, all right, there's one person in front of you. It should be just a few minutes. I'm like, okay. So we go over to these futuristic fucking tables and start looking at these phones. And this just a few minutes turned into 30.
Yep, it usually does.
Finally, some fucking guy comes up to me. His name's Jovid.
Really?
Yeah. His name's Jovid.
That's made up. That's a made up name of his.
And he works at the Verizon Tamron store on Maple Street in Omaha.
I hope he listens.
All my fans, blast him.
Yeah.
Find his Twitter.
I'm just saying, I'm not telling you to go blast him. I'm just saying, if you think about going to that Verizon store, don't.
just go to the L Street one. That's
so
fun.
He comes out and he sees me and he's like, okay, you have... Well, first of all, apparently they don't put in what you're there for in the tablet. Because he came up, he's like, how can I help you? Well, I ordered a Droid Turbo online, and I'm here to pick it up.
All right.
And he's like, oh, okay, and he goes in the back. 10 minutes later, comes out with nothing. And he's like, sorry, I need to get more information from you. What's the phone number, the account holder's name? When did you order it? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then we start talking about my own phone for a bit, which I'm kind of like trying to end the conversation. So I'm like, go get my phone.
go.
Now, here's the thing. I ordered it online for, quote, pickup in the store, and they said allow 30 minutes. Well, right. I'm like 45 minutes in. 20 minutes later, and this is when I nearly fucking lost it. He comes out with my phone, a piece of paper with scribbles all over it, and a basket of accessories for my phone. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. We go over to a table, and he's like, now, I've noticed your bill, and I broke down your bill for you. No. Fuck you. I've been here way too long for this. And I told him, like, I can't make those decisions on the bill. Like, yeah. I already told you I'm not the account holder. And then my mom, of course, like, I'm the account holder. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, God. No.
And then
stops making eye contact with you for the rest of the day.
I told him you don't exist. Yeah, and I told him, I'm like, not now. I'm like, not now on the bill. We'll do it some other time. And then he goes to reach for a fucking accessory. And I say nicely, I don't really need any accessories. I just need to purchase the phone today. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, no thanks. I don't need any accessories. I just need to get my phone. And then he starts fucking saying, like, why don't you want to protect your phone? I'm like, why don't I want to protect my phone? He's like, yeah, I could save you money on your bill. Why don't you want to save $100 on your bill today? Bullshit. First of all, I'm not saving $100. I know what it is. I'm going to save $100 today, and you're going to move me to a month-to-month plan, and I'm going to spend more in the long run. So fuck you.
Cell phone companies are the goddamn devil.
They are. And so this guy starts fucking, like, this is when I start actually getting angry. I'm like, dude, I literally tell him, like, yo, dude, no. I'm not buying anything. I'm not changing my bill today. I just need to finish the sale so I can leave.
Just really quick, I'm trying to just picture this dude. Age-wise?
Maybe late 20s, early 30s.
Now I'm guessing by the name, not American.
Not American.
Okay.
Facial hair?
No.
Black hair.
Black hair, yes.
Black hair top. Curly, black straight? Hair.
Straight.
X amount of inches. Give me that number.
This is about two inches. I would say two.
Two inches exactly. All right. That's what I'm imagining.
5'10"? Roughly, maybe 5'9"?
5'8".
5'8"?
Ooh, right. So you're intimidating.
Yeah, I
was. Nice. Okay, cool. So you had the bigger size.
I did have the height advantage.
What was his build? Was he a little bigger?
Oh, I could take him.
Neck beard?
That's not what I asked. No, I'm not imagining you and him rumbling.
That's true, because no matter what build he had, I could take him.
Damn right.
Not small build. Not an intimidating presence.
Not a tam looking.
Not a tam. No.
Oh, throwback to those muscles, huh?
He did not have. He was not carrying around a washboard.
All right. Probably goes home and watches Hulu for a couple hours before he goes to sleep after work.
Holy shit! Yeah, that's
all right. Cool.
That's a good explanation.
It's that guy. Anyways, back to your story.
So, but when I started getting mad, he started like kind of looking down when he talked. So I'm like, that doesn't really help because I'm already taller than you, so I can't see what the fuck you're doing.
My eyes are up here.
Excuse me, I'm up here. Stop looking at my dong.
So I know it's radiant,
and it's got that nice cleavage.
Got that cleavage.
Just
dumb.
Because I stuffed a sock in my underwear before I came here doesn't mean you need to look at my bulge. That's what I do before I go anywhere. Put a sock in my underwear.
Yeah,
I put a sock on it just in case any accidents happen. Remember,
very
I am
sensitive.
An ass man.
So he starts, but then he starts like, he's like guilt tripping me, and then he's telling me like why he's doing these things for me, like he's doing me a favor.
Oh my god!
And now I'm like, this guy's fucking talking down to me, which is insane because I'm like 5 feet taller than him. And this guy, and this fucking guy, man, I was seriously getting like physically mad. Like I was just like shaking my head and I'm like,
was your body starting to get warm? I find when I try to contain my anger when I'm in public, I find I get like kind of warm and sweaty. I'm like, oh,
now the thing is,
fuck.
Now the thing is, when the guy would talk about relevant stuff, like I was cooperative and nice with him. But the second he started fucking going on those tangents, I was just like. I seriously told him, at one point I said, your opportunity for a sale was gone 10 minutes into you looking for my phone. I'm like, it's gone. You will not sell me anything. So let's move on. And he's continually trying to hound me for a sale. And I'm like, no. Finally, I took out my debit card and handed it to him. I'm like, I need to buy the phone. He's like, sir, I know you're mad. And I'm like, fucking, you don't know how fucking mad I am. Any person would have taken my two no's. Most people would have taken my two polite no's and just finished the goddamn sale.
But not cell phone industry.
Not the cell phone industry. I don't know if this is on Verizon or this fucking guy. I don't know if Verizon makes him hound people for sales or maybe his numbers weren't very good. Maybe. He was trying his hardest to get a sale. But he picked the wrong fucking guy. Although, if he had shown up like maybe 10 minutes into me arriving at the store, I probably would have been a little bit more receptive. I would have still said no because I don't need anything. But I wouldn't have been such a dick about it. But I'm like, I have been here over an hour.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, to pick up a phone that I bought online.
I hope he's on a podcast right now.
Like he's playing about me.
You'll never guess what I did to this customer.
This fucking giant man came in and I pissed myself.
Giant man, baby.
So,
oh god,
he was so red. He looked like one of the 99 Luft balloons.
So now he's German.
Yeah, I guess
he's a German Indian man.
All right.
So finally, like we get done, and he starts taking my phone out, and he's like, "I need to activate your phone." I was like, I can activate my phone at home. And he's like, no, we have to do it here. It's store policy. All right. I activate my phone. I let that one go, but like I probably could have been a dick about that one. Because every phone I've ever bought, I've activated at home. And then like my mom was like, well, maybe, you know, they have to do it so you say it doesn't work. I'm like, well, what if I would have done the shipping option? I would have had to activate it when it arrived in my house. So whatever.
We're going to figure that out next time.
Yeah, next time. Because I wanted to get the phone quicker. So I was like, I'll pick it up in the fucking store. Nope. Biggest fucking hassle. I would rather
That's
wait.
That's probably why they give you that option, so they could just trap you in there.
I would rather wait a week for shipping. Oh, funny story is when I got the impression that not a lot of people do store pickups because everyone was kind of, they seemed a little confused. Like they knew what I was talking about, but they're like, you ordered it for pickup?
I'm sorry, are you sure?
And this fucking guy also said, he's like, oh, so you didn't want to have it shipped, huh? And I'm like, no. Now looking back.
That's a random thing to say.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was like, oh, you didn't want to ship, sucker.
Now looking back. This guy was the biggest fucking piece of work, man. I swear to God. And I mentioned on Facebook that I've never written in to complain about a company, but I've now done it twice in 30 goddamn days.
What was your first one?
Arby's.
Arby's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
waited 30 minutes for chicken strips. And the person that ordered after me got chicken strips. And they got them before me.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like, it was busy and one of the kids was just up front chatting up his girlfriend. I'm like, dude, I've worked in your industry. Does not take that long to clear the screen.
Chicken strips. Just come on. You probably got it in a bag back there. It's yeah. Okay.
So my, I'm sure you dropped a couple. Just fucking give me those. I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'll take the floor nuggets. Just give me them.
My cell phone story was I went and I got my new iPhone. My parents, their plan, they paid for. I pay them.
Family plan.
Yeah. So we're in the store and we're all getting upgrades at the same time. So I'm like, okay. Well, sweet. This is a 6-hour ordeal.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is my day now.
I'm like, you're in for an entire afternoon and part of the evening.
And for some fucking reason, I decided to go first. I don't know why, but I decided to go first. And then realized I had no form of entertainment for the rest of the day. Because I didn't have my phone. But like, on cue, every 7 minutes, I'd pat and I'd check my pocket and I'm going to do so. No one. And I cross my arm and I sit in their super comfortable couch and I look at all the other kids having fun. Ugh, I hated it. My sister's like, play with your niece. And I'm like, my niece is not electronic.
Does she have Angry Birds? No.
I just want to surf on Chinese websites that give me things that are at a discounted price.
The funny thing is I waited so long to upgrade my phone because upgrading phones is a hassle.
Yep.
You have to. Now, it's become easier now that I had everything backed up with Google. So I just had to sign into Google and back everything up. Oh, another story. Funny story. Quick one. But it's a pain in the ass to upgrade phones because you have to do so much stupid shit and then you have to pay out your ass for it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've never really upgraded my phone much, even though it was broken and didn't make sounds.
Oh, God.
Well, this guy just. All he did was confirm what I thought before. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I bet it could make sense, but it was like an Anne Frank situation. It just didn't want to.
Okay.
Mine was when I picked up my 5S, they were trying to do the accessory thing to me. And I just went, nope, I'm going to go over to Best Buy after this and get a bundle. Hook my phone up, I'm leaving. And she was just like, oh, okay.
I swear to God, man, when I saw that fucking basket of accessories, I've never assaulted a man before. But I was so fucking pissed off.
Was it a nice wicker basket?
It looked like a small laundry basket.
I thought of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, for some odd reason, I thought it was like a wicker flower basket.
Toto fucking pops up.
It was a small laundry basket, I would say, kind of like the length of my computer tower and then like half the height. So
that's a lot of accessories in that.
Yeah, there were a lot of accessories. Things I don't need. Like, I don't need headphones because I have headphones. I don't need a car charger because I have a car charger.
Do you have a USB cable at home? I do. Oh,
I've got like a billion of USB cables at home.
I had not a rage run in with somebody. Me and my girlfriend went to Cheeseburger in Paradise. And then, oh, I'm sorry. No, this is Friday. We caught it Friday. Today's Sunday. I'm fucked up. Is that sweet tea? Chick-fil-A doesn't mess around. I like
big
wet food. You like big butts. That was at the top of the show. I like wet food. I like,
I don't necessarily like big butts.
Whenever I have,
but I will not deny them.
Whenever I have like a steak or something, I want it to be rare as possible. I like, yeah. Whenever, like, I made steak tacos once, and like total cook time was like 5 minutes, and I cooked like three.
Have you ever bit into a live cow?
Came as close as legally allowed. So I went to Cheeseburger in Paradise, and I was like, all right. Anytime that I ask for like a rare burger, it always comes out like medium.
Yeah, medium rare.
It's like,
that's what I like, is medium rare.
Yeah, but if I say medium rare, shit's gonna be burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, that's true.
And I didn't want that.
That's true.
So I looked at the guy and I said, I want you to make this burger as rare as legally possible. And he stopped me just like everybody else does. Like, that's gonna be really bloody, right? And I'm like, yep. I get this burger. And I'm like, excited. There's stuff on the, it's already dripping. I take my first bite and it is a lukewarm burger.
Oh.
It mushed in my mouth. It's like, the thing about a rare burger, and this is going to sound gross to you guys, is I like to have it tender on the outside and then it mush in the inside. I like that. I like it to be hot and then it goes down minimum temperature warm. Dude, they stuck this burger in an Easy Bake oven for 8 minutes and then put it on my plate. It was so rare. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get Tyrone the tapeworm here pretty soon. We're going to be best buds.
It was worth it.
The dude came back and was like, is it good? And I'm like, I asked for it. It has to be good. I have to keep telling myself it's good. It was not good. It was... Wow.
Did you spitefully pay for it?
No, not at all. I mean, I asked for it. If I had asked for something different and I got it, I'd have been upset. But he warned me, and yeah. His warning, he called my bluff.
Smack that shit. Like, see a warning?
Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, I always disregard all the warnings. Like that one time I came straight from Red Robin, I said the same thing. Make it as rare as legally you can. But, dude. What I think happened, I think it would have been a good burger if my girlfriend wasn't there. Because she gets hers burnt to a crisp.
Oh.
So they probably put them both on at the same time, flipped mine over twice, and took mine off and just made it. And so it just sat out for the next 10 minutes while hers cooked.
Yeah.
And so it just became room temperature. And it was just already not, it was more of a liquid than a solid. Yeah. Dude, I Facebooked him, and I was like, you guys don't fuck around with that rare.
I've been to places before where, like, I don't normally ask for rare, of course. I ask for medium rare, and then they're like, legally, we have to make it well done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, legally, I'm leaving. Well done, are you kidding me? I didn't come here for bad food.
Yeah, with, like, before paying? Ordered like, something because, and walked out before?
Because the service was, like, so bad that you left.
Without paying?
Without paying.
I've never left without paying. I've left without tipping once.
Was and that at IHOP?
It was at IHOP. Yes.
Was it that really shitty night we went?
Oh, yeah. That was the only time I went without tipping.
I've left.
I have left, I think, one restaurant before, like, anyone even came to service just because we never got service.
Yeah.
We've sat there for like 20 minutes and didn't even get waters. And we're like, okay, well, let's go somewhere else. We don't have all fucking night.
I've done that. But we ordered our food and then it was like 30 minutes. And we were like, hey, we just wondering where our food was. And the waiter was like, oh, yeah, it's right up there. We'll have it out in like 3 minutes. 15 more minutes passed. And I was like, fuck this, Camilla. And we just left.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit.
You didn't get the food though, right?
No, we never got
the
food.
Okay, all right. So you didn't like, remember that time
we went to IHOP and everyone ordered, and then the lady comes back and she has everyone's order except Tom's.
He was such a bitch.
He was a big bitch about that. But then she came back to like check on us, and Tom's like, "Is my burger back there?" And she's like, "What burger?"
"What burger?"
And he's like, "The burger I ordered."
I've never had my entire meal drop, but I've had specific parts of it drop. Like I ordered an extra blank, and she just somehow it didn't get communicated to the kitchen. But like the waitress always knew, like as soon as you said it, "Oh, you wanted this? Oh, I'll go put it in. I'll rush it right now." I've had that happen, but I've never had like.
See, that doesn't bother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you? What, you've been sitting here this whole time?
I just wonder. Like, she saw, there was a lot of us, and everyone had food except him, and that didn't raise any suspicions? Like
a trigger or anything?
Did I forget an order?
Oh, I'm sorry, I wrote yours down on the paper I used to roll my joint on break.
But one last funny story before I go into gaming news here about my contacts. So, my phone contacts.
Oh, your phone
contacts. Not the contacts in my eye.
I was like, your eyes? All
right. The ones right here in my...
It doesn't bother me that much anymore.
Good.
What if we both did it at the same time?
Yeah. Let's touch our eyes, Tam.
I'm not going to use my left hand.
Okay, so.
It burns! Oh, there was lead on that!
I was touching paint.
So I don't know why, but when I got my first smartphone, I put in all my contacts, and then it loaded everyone I followed on Twitter for some reason as a contact.
Facebook has done that with me.
Big pain in the ass, but I've ignored it, really. So, and then I got my last phone, which was my second smartphone, and I just kind of ignored it. But then this phone, I was like, you know what? I'm going to clean up my contacts. So I got contact pictures for everyone.
Oh,
I put my
yeah.
favorites in there, the people I contact the most, and then I deleted, yes, Tammy, you're my favorite.
Ah, fuck yes!
So,
I made it!
So then I deleted just like 200 contacts I don't need.
Oh, Jesus.
Either they were one of those Twitter imports that I didn't need, or they were people like, I had like Morgan and Nadia in there.
Damn!
Yeah.
Those phone numbers probably aren't even around anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No. So.
Did you try though?
No.
You're an ass guy, Morgan.
I know. That's probably where it started.
Morgan has a good ass.
It was like the most magnificent ass.
Yeah?
Camilla's probably going to listen to this fucking Facebook or this podcast now.
So I go ahead and I delete all those contacts manually. I had to like select it, hit delete, and hit okay. There was no multi-select actually in the phone. So I'm like, select, delete, okay. Select,
yeah,
delete,
it
okay.
Easy.
It took like 30 minutes. So I do this, and then I go to back up my contacts to the cloud.
It all goes back.
It fucking restored it. It restored all my contacts before it backed them up.
That's so
So this time.
Can you go into the cloud and fix it?
I did this time. I went to the goddamn cloud. I fucking deleted all those contacts. Luckily, they had a multi-select, so this was easy.
Oh, that's nice.
I deleted all the ones in my backup, but I didn't want to do the backup again and then have it back up all the ones that were on my phone again. So then another 30 minutes, I deleted all those contacts again. Finally, they're off my phone and off the cloud. I back them up. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Facebook. I installed the Facebook app, and it was like, it didn't even ask me about the contacts. This was before iOS. It always made you have to ask to access things. It just fucking imported all my Facebook information into my contacts. And yeah, it was in the hundreds. I know that. I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
It didn't do that with all of my contacts, but if I had a contact in my phone that's name matched somebody online,
it would like merge
it. It merged.
Yeah, I had that problem too for a while.
But it didn't merge all of them. Sometimes I'd have like Angelia Pittman twice. One as her contact that I put in, and one as her Facebook contact, which is just useless information.
And now I'm getting Skype messages, and I was pretty sure I signed out of that. Because I got super pissed at Skype because when I went to sign out, it's like, wait, before you go, I'm like, no!
No accessories! Interesting thing about Skype, I guess on Windows 10, Skype records everything.
Oh, fuck off.
I guess Windows 10 is like a privacy person's fucking nightmare. It just records everything.
I hate privacy, so.
Cortana records every single thing you ask her.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's just it's like a privacy nightmare.
I've noticed that my phone doesn't have a silent mode just by toggling the buttons.
Yeah.
You actually have to go and like turn notifications off for a certain amount of time.
Oh.
For a certain amount of time.
That's random.
So like during the night you'd be like, I'm sleeping.
It asks,
I'm jerking off. Don't bother me, Cortana.
It says like either turn off all or turn off everything but important notifications, and then you select for 15 minutes, 30, 45, hour, 2, 3, 4.
Is it ever an option?
Yeah. All right, guys. We really need to go into gaming news. Let's do it.
Do we?
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, we're going to need to jog through some of this because we had a really long opener.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
It was good. Wasn't it?
Real good. Real good, guys. It's a good opener.
Team Meat no longer opposed to a Super Meat Boy sequel.
What? Probably because they're like, oh, we got some bills, bros.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Anytime an independent game, like, because independents, one, they'll make a game, and then they're like, oh, we'll try and do another original idea. But if they ever make a sequel, I'm like, you got some bills, bro.
Yeah.
So they are open to doing a Super Meat Boy sequel, which they weren't before.
Yeah. Do you think they'll kickstart it now that
that's a thing?
That it's a thing? Because that was all funded by themselves, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or do you think like an actual publisher would pick them up?
Maybe. Jeez. Super Meat Boy had resounding.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy was pretty successful.
Yeah, so.
How do you guys feel about Kickstarters?
I don't like. Okay, a good example is the. Number 9. Jogging. Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9.
That guy. People that abuse Kickstarter need to get the fuck off of it. Yeah. If you have one project, complete that fucking project before you start another one.
I rarely donate to Kickstarters. I've donated to maybe like 3.
Reading Rainbow, I donated.
Did you?
I wanted that shirt.
So I'm pretty selective. There's definitely a lot of people, and there's Kickstarters I've seen where I'm like, yeah, this person either doesn't need Kickstarter, where it's like,
dude, you have. Oh, who is like, that actor? Zach Braff was trying to get Kickstarter for a movie and like, everyone really, was Zach like, Braff? Really, dude?
Well, when Shaq was getting Shaq Fu kickstarted.
Oh, yeah, Shaq's like, got so much goddamn money.
Are you kidding me, Shaq?
Yeah.
I guess.
Now, people who...
Did Shaq himself was like, I want to make a game? Or did these guys come to Shaq and go, I want to make a game?
I'm pretty confident this was Shaq's idea.
Shaq was pretty on board with this. Like all the rewards and stuff were all like the high paying ones were like spend time with Shaq kind of things. So
yeah,
that sounds like a TV show.
Spend time with Shaq, beat him in a free throw contest.
You don't have to try that hard.
Yeah, Halo 5 is the first game in the series rated T for teen.
I'm sorry, what?
Halo 5 is rated T for teen. We're at the Verizon store at 8th and Dodge getting immersed in an iPhone. Hopefully we should be done in half an hour or so.
Yep. I'm just going to text back, good luck.
Tell her to go to the one on Maple. 148th and Maple.
T for teen?
Teen. Halo 5 is teen.
Why?
Was Halo 4 mature?
They have all been mature.
They've all been mature.
Really? Oh, I thought
all, every single
I thought
one
Halo 3 was
one.
The first mature one. My bad. My apologies.
Oh, they've all been mature.
Really?
Well, I guess it does. It says here making it the first core game in the series, not rated M for mature. So maybe
I bet like Halo Wars
or Halo Wars.
I bet Halo Wars was the one.
Did you see they're making a second Halo Wars?
I did.
Yeah,
Halo Wars was fun.
Yeah,
was it?
That's why I thought of you instantly when I saw that. I was like, oh, Batarangi's gonna be so excited.
I watched Halo Wars, but I played way too much StarCraft as a kid. So I was just like, I can't jump.
Yeah, I played.
I just got off it, man.
I was on the Command and Conquer train, so I played a little Halo Wars, and I was like.
This isn't that game.
I'm trying to see. They don't give the rating on Wikipedia for Halo Wars.
It wasn't bad. I think it got like a 7 or 8 out of 10. It wasn't a bad rating. I know that.
I think
it was well.
I'm sorry.
Halo Wars was rated. Okay, rated. It's rating pending. No, I'm just kidding.
hilarious.
Halo Wars was rated teen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't like that. I don't like that because that was my first M game. Halo, like the original one.
Mine was Resident Evil Nemesis.
My first M game.
ODST was mature, and if that's mature, I'm going to guarantee Reach was mature.
Yeah, Reach had to be mature.
Because that just...
Really?
Does that mean
you
that...
You know what? I wonder if this is a money like a money poll thing. Like, oh, if it's teen, a lot more people can buy it.
They're you know, doing the exact opposite. I would, Batman.
Oh, yeah, Batman. When Batman I heard it was mature, I was like, hell yeah.
I would typically agree with you, but Halo makes so much goddamn money even being mature.
True, but I mean,
I don't think they're adding anyone that normally wouldn't have already somehow got it.
Halo 4, I know it didn't like Halo 4 didn't like blow up as big as 3, correct? Like it wasn't as
no, but again, I don't think any of the second trifecta of games is going to be as big as the first.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Halo, like I mean, the originality.
I would say typically the fourth version of a lot of series isn't as big as the third.
Metal Gear Solid 4. I man-tiered at the end of that game.
That's possible.
But that's an exception. That's an exception.
But this reminds me of something I was talking about when someone was like, oh, I'm really excited for season 8 of my favorite show. And I'm like, you're excited for a season 8? There's no good season 8s.
Usually, 5 is when the show stops being good.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
You won't need an adult with you.
Yeah, because every one of those kids that go to the midnight release that gets all fucking pissy. Cause
I had
like,
to have someone buy Halo 2 for me? 3?
Damn.
No, it couldn't have been Halo 3.
It had to have been Halo
2. My parents were pretty cool. I just had to ask. And
actually, it might have been Halo 3.
It was Halo 3.
You were probably like, I'm 16.
No, I know what it was. Someone had to buy Crackdown for me for the Halo 3 beta.
The only reason that game sold a shitload was that Halo 3 beta.
Yeah, because they wanted me to be 17 to buy it.
Because of the beta?
No, Crackdown was mature.
Okay.
So I had to be 17 to buy it, and this was early 2007. It wasn't until mid-2007 I turned 17. I had Austin with me, and Austin's about half a year older than me. And so... They were like, yeah, I can't sell it to you because, you know, your ID. And Austin's like, can you scan my ID? I'm like, yeah.
That's when they were a lot cooler about IDs and stuff, too.
Even then, I was like, look, I'm not going to say anything because I want the game. But I'm like, that's not the point of the thing.
Yeah.
I guess my biggest problem with the T is, does that mean that I'm going to get less... badass killing? Am I gonna get less?
There's still plenty.
Sergeant Johnson-esque swearing. What am I not getting for
well,
my?
Well, first
ratings?
Of all, you can never get Sergeant Johnson-esque swearing ever again because he's dead.
Spoilers. I forgot to pat my head. I mean, one of my favorite lines was like the whole regret speech.
Yeah,
from Halo 2. And like I'm sure that could be in a T game.
My favorite line is when Sergeant Johnson goes, "I know what the ladies like."
It's that D.
That was Halo 2.
It was a tank. Dude, I played the shit out of Halo.
Was the lady Cortana?
I can tell you everything about that game.
Huh?
Was the lady Cortana?
It was.
Yeah. Sergeant Johnson trying to get that.
Either
CD.
That or it was Sergeant Keyes' daughter.
Amanda. Right? Amanda Keyes. It's possible. It was either one of those two.
All right.
Cortana, by the way,
actually,
speaking of asses, have you seen her character model throughout the years?
Yes, I was actually going to pull up that picture.
Those Halo 4 Cortana, those fucking hips, man.
Halo 1's Cortana.
Dude, the tits on Cortana in Halo 4 was insane. I was like, oh, not making things sexual anymore, huh?
You know what? She had plenty of time between 3 and 4. She had to get something. Like, she had to do something. It was like,
yeah.
Fuck, how should I look?
I want to look sexy as hell for Chief when he comes out of his sleep.
That son of a bitch! Cortana, what are you saying?
speaking of Crackdown, Crackdown 3 full-on destruction is only available in multiplayer.
Which I think is so weird.
Yeah.
But I, like, they're toting that as the cloud service, though.
Yeah, the cloud-powered destruction.
But I think it's weird that they don't make don't give you the option for that cloud destruction in single player, like so you could be connected to the internet and use that.
It's odd. Crackdown has a lot of odd decisions.
Yes, they do.
Never played Crackdown.
The first one was pretty good. I liked it.
Game.
I'm not a shooter guy. I'm not. That's not what I'm bringing to this combo.
Yeah, you're bringing the
funny.
Bringing the
muscles.
Bringing
the muscles.
And I'm bringing being okay being made fun of.
I tell you what, I'm not bringing the self-esteem. Games for Windows Live says they're not competing with Steam. If anything, they want Steam to be more successful.
That's because no one wants to use Game for Windows Live.
Exactly. You're not competing with Steam because it's not a competition. You are crushed.
Yeah. There is no competition. Like, people leave you to go to Steam.
Yeah.
What game? Oblivion, I think, used games for Windows Live. And I just remember just the amount of shit that Fallout 3, that's what it was. Fallout 3 used Game for Windows Live because I had to use mods to disable it.
Nice. All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move in technology. I've got a map for us.
Map.
Siri, search technology news. It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Go yourself.
The world switching from Internet Explorer to Chrome. I have a map of 2008 and 2015 of favored browsers. Internet Explorer was everywhere in 2008, except a couple countries like Finland, Mongolia, Indonesia. Looks like Germany.
What about the United States?
Germany was Internet Explorer. United States was Internet Explorer.
Oh, okay.
Because Microsoft was ramming down people's throats.
Pretty much everywhere was Internet Explorer in 2008. This whole map is pretty much Internet Explorer. 2015, on the other hand, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 countries that use Internet Explorer more than any other browser.
It goes to...
Is it the United States?
No.
Oh.
US has to be Chrome.
Although technically Greenland is not a country.
You don't think Firefox?
Chrome is just the titan of browsers all
it's
of
Chrome.
A sudden.
It's Chrome. United States is Chrome. The only places that are using Internet Explorer, it looks like, are Iran, Japan, South Korea, Switzerland, Greenland, which is not technically a country. It's owned by Denmark. And Morocco?
What if we have people listening in Greenland? Huh? How do you think they'd feel about that?
That's how do you feel, Denmark citizens?
My grandma's from Greenland. Oh, I'm taking the shirt off again. Yes!
Everywhere,
why is he putting it in his mouth? That's weird.
Everywhere else.
He's tying himself up.
Everywhere else uses Chrome except for some Central African countries, including places like Congo, Somalia.
Does Congo have... They have to have, like, what, 5 computers in Congo?
That's what you're going to be like?
Yeah.
What if we have people like... My grandma's from Congo!
Madagascar. Firefox. Indonesia as well.
It goes to show, like, if you have an innovative program and, like, you support the living shit out of it.
But I always love this fact. Ukraine. What's their favorite browser?
Opera. Safari. Opera or Avant?
Opera.
Opera, that's so rare. Is that where Opera's from?
I have no idea, actually. Find that out for me.
Who makes Opera?
I don't know. Find that out for me.
Oracle, I think.
Write this down.
So from the paranoid department, had to think of a name here. We have glasses that block facial recognition technology.
Huh.
These are glasses you wear. They got kind of like a mesh covering in the front. Can't recognize your face while you're wearing these.
That's kind of cool.
How much facial recognition is there?
I don't know.
Because I know, like, I thought Facebook was the leading innovative minds of that. For all the pictures that I upload of me and all my cats. They can tell which cat's which. I can't.
Norway. Yep.
For the first time this week, astronauts will eat space lettuce.
Ooh, that's kind of interesting.
Lettuce grown in space.
Oh, it's grown in space.
Yeah, because I think the ISS has its own hydroponics lab now.
Baller.
Yeah, that's actually really neat.
Baller.
Grown in space.
I hope it's like gives him superpowers.
That would be
awesome.
I'm
lettuce man.
Oh, really? That's cool. You can make things green. I can grow really well. That's fucking cool.
I can make a hamburger go from good to slightly better. What would Lettuce Man's villain be?
Humidity or dry air?
A mayo man.
Rabbit Girl.
Rabbit Girl.
Rabbit Girl fucks a lot. It's really weird.
Rabbit Girl's my favorite. Yeah. Have you seen the
girl.
Thighs on Rabbit Girl?
I love Rabbit
Girl. I want
Girl's
her for her feet.
Comics, they're the best. All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news. Let's move on once again.
We're sprinting. We're not talking.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
A German man sets record for longest birthday ever. 46 hours he had his birthday. You know how he did it?
He traveled.
He went to Auckland, New Zealand, then to Brisbane, Australia, and then he crossed the international date line to Honolulu.
All right. Good for that dude. Good for that dude for rocking something like that. Yeah. That's
if
sweet.
He wasn't partying the whole time.
He spent the majority flying coach around the international
deadline. I get it. I understand. But if it weren't like stripper poles and dubstep, I don't care.
Do you remember that movie Pootie Tang with the plane?
He did say for his 27th birthday, he'll play it much more low key and stay at home with family.
Yeah, that's what his mom wants to think.
Yeah.
He's going to go do blow on some hooker's stomach.
Nice. A drone drops drugs into a prison yard and sparks a fight.
That's awesome.
I would like to give a big round of applause to me for saying a drone drops drugs without slipping.
Twice.
I did it twice. Officials say a drone has dropped a package of drugs into an Ohio prison yard while inmates were outside sparking a fight.
Now you're just showing off, yeah. Right? You can quit that.
The package was dropped July 29th at Mansfield Correctional Institution, about 65 miles southwest of Cleveland. A spokeswoman for the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction tells Mansfield News Journal it contained almost a quarter ounce of heroin.
What?
2 ounces of marijuana and more than 5 ounces of tobacco.
Dude, Amazon Prime's getting really liberal with what they're shipping.
I watched a video about, have you heard of Amazon Now?
Yes.
Amazon's delivery service. Mm-hmm. It's like they deliver it in certain cities. This guy, he's like, woke up, wanted waffles, didn't have a waffle maker. He ordered waffle mix, like all the ingredients in the waffle maker from Amazon Now, and in 30 minutes he was making waffles.
The future is Amazon Now. Amazon, you can have that, but I want $10. $7. I'll compromise for $7.
Tell you what. I'll be your spokesman for $6.50.
Fuck, man.
Damn.
All right, but as soon as I write this copyright, you can't have the future is Amazon Now.
Yeah, good luck with getting a copyright within like 8 months.
Actually, what I'll say is the future is now. Amazon Now.
Damn it. It's just different enough to fuck me.
That is very true.
You're gonna be like the off-brand, but the off-brand's better.
Yeah.
Can we think of an example of that? Where the off-brand is better than the actual one? I almost said like Dr. K, but we all know that's not true.
I would say...
Dr. KKK?
Does Mr. Pibb count as an off-brand to Dr. Pepper?
Mr. Pibb is a dropout.
I always felt that Mr. Pibb was in its own category of pop. It wasn't quite Dr. Pepper, but it was its own thing.
Yeah.
I know. There's a chick at work that like swears by Mr. Pibb,
really?
Which
really?
I think is really weird. I was like, really?
I don't.
Dr. Pepper?
I want my soft drinks to go to medical school. Personally.
I don't want a Mr. just fucking giving me pop.
I saw a really interesting picture on the internet of like all of the off-brand.
I think I've seen all
the off-brand Dr. Peppers.
I love,
and they're all Dr. like Dr. K, Dr.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Pibb is just sitting there. He's the only one who didn't make. He's like the black sheep of the family.
The least they could do is like make a Mr. Pibb Esquire or something like that.
Yeah.
My favorite,
Sir Pibb,
Reverend Pibb.
Ooh, Reverend Pibb.
My favorite are the Mountain Dew knockoffs. I love them. Like
when it's stuff like Mountain Drop.
Mountain
Lightning or something.
Mountain Shout.
Lightning.
Hee-Haw's the most random one. That's Hy-Vee.
You know what I had?
Mountain Lightning.
You know what I found in a vending machine like a year ago? A Mellow Yellow.
Metal Yellow still makes a comeback every now and then.
It was a Surge shirt. I had a Surge shirt back when I was a little kid.
Oh, did you?
I don't have a really good memory, but one of my distinct memories is being, my parents used to work in haunted houses all the time. I'd be sitting in the haunted house, holding my sister who's asleep, wearing this, like, I was like four at the time.
Aww.
Double XL Surge shirt. So it was like a fucking dress. It's like a huge Surge shirt.
Let's see. We got Mountain Lightning, Mountain Rapids, and Mountain Frost.
Mountain Frost?
Yeah.
Does it come pre-iced?
That'd be fucking sweet. Or it's got one of those like Coors cans that tells you when it's just the right amount of cold.
Their advertisement, I believe it's Coors, like Rocky Mountain Cold. I'm like, you're seriously advertising how cold your beer is?
And
you can make any beer cold.
They like put significant money into their cold factor too.
And unless you're putting like menthol or something in it, you know, to give you that tingly feeling. I don't really think there's anything different. Yeah. Copyright. Patent pending.
Patent pending.
So a Florida man chewed off his fingerprints to avoid being identified by police.
I saw the video of that.
Yeah, there's a video
it's
here.
It's not gory. It's not really gory. He just kind of like leans down like behind the seat, and you can see him like. But, yeah, the dude fucking chews his fingerprints off.
Was he wearing those glasses to stop facial recognition?
Probably
sadly
was not.
No.
What if that's, like, how they identified him? They're just like, fuck. All right, Johnson, take a picture with your cell phone. Let's upload it to Facebook.
Was this picture?
Of course, this took place
in
Florida.
It was not... But it was like all of those, but just like Mr. Pibb was there. It was like we had a calling of the doctors. What's Mr. Pibb doing there? He's there for moral support.
This one's the best real doctor.
Investigators discovered that this man was using a fake ID, carrying a concealed firearm, and 3 fraudulent credit cards.
Jesus. You're never going to know who I am.
Everyone, check your wallets.
Yeah, his name's Kenzo Roberts. He's 20 years old.
Oh, they ID'd him.
He's 20? I imagine like some senile 55-year-old.
Yeah, no, he's
man.
A young dude.
Young dude.
Just like it's like you don't see, but it's crazy. You know he's doing it. You just see him like, and then.
Did that work?
No. They still ID'd him.
They ID'd him.
I mean, like, they had to go through a different process. The fingerprint didn't work.
I don't think he got them all.
Yeah, I would imagine it would take a lot to chew off your fingerprints.
Yeah, because I mean, like you have quite a bit of fingerprint. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot of biting you'd have to do.
Yeah, and even if he did get them all, they would just honestly post his picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyone know this fucking guy?
Or get a blood test.
Oh,
yeah, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's 8
dental
like
records.
Thousand. Yeah, oh, dental. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Bite on this apple.
I'm full. Thank you.
I'm full. Thank you.
And final story and news here: woman tries eating crack in front of cops.
Just like she walk up to cops and just go.
Deputies stopped her on Friday, who was on foot. It's unclear why they accosted her, but after a brief investigation, they discovered she was wanted on a probation violation. And had a warrant out for her arrest.
Jesus Christ.
While they're arresting her, she tried to eat crack cocaine. And if you guys go to her Facebook page, I've already posted a mugshot.
Oh!
It looks like a lady that would try and eat crack cocaine.
Give me a second here, Tam. I'm loading it.
Load this up. You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Yup!
Was that the inspiration of Crazy Eyes?
That's exactly what I thought.
Oh, shit! Oh, damn. Damn.
I bet she writes a mean time hump.
Nice call. Nice callback. I like that.
The craziest thing I've ever seen somebody do drug-related in front of a police officer is there was this... I like magic. And this guy walked up to a police officer with a bag of weed and was like, can you buy it? And the officer was on the phone. He goes... What did you say? Are you buying? And the dude slide hands it away. And the cop checks him. And the dude walks away. He's like, I don't have anything. What are you doing? I don't have anything. And the dude is like, to the camera as he walks off. And I'm just like,
balls!
Dude, you got some fucking balls!
Oh,
God damn!
I can see that cop like,
hold on. I think I've seen that where there's like, I think it's a stage thing. Because wasn't he wearing like a top hat?
That was its own separate thing.
Okay, that was a separate thing.
No, this was...
Okay.
Like, you saw this with your eyes?
as not with my eyes. It was on a YouTube video, but it was as legit as I could say. That cop was pissed when he couldn't
find
it.
Okay, I was going to say, there's one where this guy's wearing like a full magician's outfit, and he goes up, and the cop so obviously doesn't seem like a cop. He's like, 1 minute, and he slide hands the thing away, and then he goes kind of like this, and he's like, what do you have in your hands? Nothing. What do you have in your hands? Nothing. It's like, what do you have in your hands? And he pulls out a big foam nothing.
that's like a skit.
That is ballsy.
I'm gonna see if I can find it so you guys can see it.
All right, so while he does that, that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC, search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast, and email us, 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of